That's.
Is it no good? Test, 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 test. Probably built in. Test, test, test.
There we go.
Perfect.
Sweet. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this month's call. We're starting here just a tad late, so we're going to wait a little bit for you guys to jump on board. Say hello in Facebook. If you're over there on Facebook, say hello. Oh. If you're here up on Zoom, say hello. We'd love to see you guys. But like I said, we're in both places, so Facebook or in Zoom. If you're looking for information, you can grab it in email that was sent out this morning to you guys about 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then also it's on the Facebook page as well. So, hey, welcome you guys. Welcome you guys. Great to have you guys coming on. See a couple of you guys there on Zoom. A couple of you guys on Facebook. All right. Let's keep going. I'm excited.
Good. Kick us off.
Kick us off. All right, man. It's the month of June. We got some good stuff. Mm-hmm. Today's or this month's theme has been all about travel.
Yes.
And hopefully you got a little sense of where we were going with this, with the position paper being Take Flight.
Mm-hmm.
A really cool position there, which we'll discuss. Your marriage motivation pages was all on vacation planning.
Mm-hmm.
We're here in summertime, and we know a lot of you are planning for a vacation. Could be a short trip, maybe just doing a drive together to a specific place, or maybe a longer trip. One thing that we've learned over the years in our own marriage and with those that we've talked to and helped in the one family is that a lot of times vacations get really squirrely. And as you may know, that when that happens, there's unmet expectations, which then lead to frustrations on your vacation, which then lead to
the vacation that isn't such a vacation. Let's face it. We've had a few vacations.
Well, don't go into it yet. So that's vacation stuff. And then if anybody's grabbed the book, we got a book called
Okay, hold on. Can you guys all hear the jet that's flying overhead? Speaking of travel, it might be picked up here on the audio quality because we are in San Diego and we're close to
Miramar.
Miramar, home of Top Gun and all that kind of good stuff. So we get jets often, and we're incorporating that into this month's call. So if you're
there,
it's a tie-in, right? We coordinate that just for you guys.
Yeah. So you want to go back into the what you're talking about, vacations?
Well, I think vacations can be stressful. They can be filled with all kinds of expectations that don't necessarily get communicated. And if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that there were a couple summers in a row where Tony and I had the best of intentions with vacations, and then we would get to our very last night of vacation and literally the wheels would fall off and we're like, what the heck is going on here? And it could be everything from dealing with the kids, to dealing with how much money we spent, to dealing with sex, to whatever. And that's really where the vacation planner came from. It came from this place of saying, how do we take a vacation that is actually still a vacation that we're happy about over the entire vacation and not just, yeah, this seems like it's going to be a great idea until we leave. And then everything from delays at the airport to souvenir shopping to where are we going to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner become an issue. And so really want to encourage you to not just print out that piece of paper, and for those of you that are doing your binders, shove it into the binder, or maybe not even print it out because you're like, we don't need that. I would say go ahead this summer as you're planning your vacation, or maybe you're not taking vacation summer in the fall, and even just now start thinking through, let's talk about this. What does this look like for us? What could mm-hmm. How could we change the dynamic if we went through this planner and said, you know, this is just as important as figuring out what our itinerary is going to be, right? This is just as important. Case in point, I had a couple, one of my coaching clients, they went to the Caribbean for a 4-day vacation. And the husband was talking about sex. He's like, you know, we go on vacation, like I want to have sex. And, but they've never really talked about it. Right. So he's got this expectation that they're going to have sex like every day for all 4 days. And she's like, I'm thinking vacation, like I'm not doing anything. And so we were talking about, and we came up with a strategy for them, and they landed, they get to the resort and she's like, let's have sex. And he was just, what are you talking about? And she's like, well, we planned for it. We talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it totally changed the tone of their trip because she knew exactly what the expectations were around sex. For us, when we plan our finances around a vacation, and then we just go and we're like, yeah, this is what we budgeted. It's good. Spend the money. This planner, guys, if you choose to use it, is going to minimize so much frustration. It's going to help you to have just stronger emotional intimacy before you even leave, before you even step foot at the resort or on the road trip or wherever it is. It's really going to change the dynamic.
Yeah, I agree. It's one of those pieces that when used, you know, in conjunction with maybe a coffee break or a state of our marriage conversation, you know, it just enhances that emotional intimacy around this one area. And that's what we're trying to provide. And I believe that we do provide, because we've heard from so many of you, that we provide each and every month for you guys, that one little piece that, hey, that you're just adding on to that whole marriage experience where, like Elisa said, you may not be taking a long vacation right now. You may not be taking one this summer, but you're taking one in the fall or the winter, wherever it may be. I mean, for us this year, it's pretty tight. We don't have more than, I think, 4 days this month, this year for summer, with Alex starting football here in the next week. Yeah, summer school going on. Abby's doing some babysitting stuff.
Summer camps,
everything that's just happening. We have a very short amount of time that we're going to get away. And having that with us is going to be vital for Elisa and I, as well as the kids, to all connect and enjoy that time together. So,
and I'm curious, for those of you that are watching this on the live, what have been your biggest challenges? When it's come to your own vacations, where have you seen those stumbling moments, those roadblocks, those speed bumps that you're like, oh, this would have been a good vacation if? Because I'd love to even, you know, if we've got time here as we're going through some of the other areas, if you guys drop those questions in, whether you do it on the Facebook or on the chat or the Q&A on Zoom, let's talk through those, right? Let's put some strategy around that and say, okay, if this is an area, let's collectively really start to say, it doesn't have to, just because it's been that way on past trips, doesn't mean it has to be that way on future trips.
Right. Yeah. And so with that though, this month and in previous months, you have your position paper. So this month is called Take Flight. And I just want to share a little bit about it and where the Take Flight name even came from. If you look at your position paper, for all of you guys, here's just an FYI, a little change that we have made to Position of the Month Club for all partner levels, Surf, Safari, or Summit. Every month we're sending out our position post. And in your position post, everything, depending on what partner level you're in, everything is right there for you. So all your links, everything are there. If you're a Summit partner, obviously you still have access, or you do have access to the members area. That's only for our Summit partners. So you can go in there and you can grab other pieces as well that are offered. So just as a heads up, we have those there for you. We hope that you'll, you know, if you need to do a quick search, if you're not getting them or something, just let us know. Heather will get on it. She's on it for all of you guys. So she'll be able to take care of you there. If you're not seeing it, do a search. It should say position post. You can also, you know, check your spam. Just make sure, because we are sending these out every month to you guys. So Take Flight. If you look at that position, the cool thing about it, wife is laying on her back and the guy is on top. The difference is here, instead of just a missionary position, is that her legs are actually, I want to say, spread open, almost like a wing.
Kind of like butterfly wings.
Yeah, like a butterfly wing. And that's where the name Take Flight comes from. So for those of you who have seen that, there are some alternatives to this as well. You could be lying in your bed if you want to. Also, this position also can be alternated for those of you who have a bad back, or maybe that position where you're, for the guy, where you're really torquing your back, mm-hmm. on the backswing, you can do this standing up as well. Mm. So that's an alternative that you could use around there. Ladies, if you want, your legs, your feet can be almost around your husband's back as well, if you need support to be there as well. But it's a great position. As you guys know, we have that full write-up on there of what to do. And always, you know, make it work for you. Those, just like so much we do here at One, we want to give you concepts. We want to give you concrete, especially in the position month. We want to give you concrete ways and strategies. And yet sometimes you need to make sure that it fits for you guys. And by doing so, maybe you need to do a stand-up position in that take flight position so it works for both of you guys. What do we got for questions? Hey, guys, what's happening? I know we like jump in and we just get hitting on this. So tell us if we got to slow down. Tell us, you know, don't hesitate to share that with us because we like to just get in here and we want to make sure that we're giving you guys everything. So what's happening?
So Shannon and Travis are taking the children out to eat for family dinner and quality time. So I'm impressed that they're still chiming in the midst of that. Kudos to you guys. She said, our main stumbling blocks have been juggling the three kids who are out of their element and the stress that goes with that. And for me personally, I'm in such mama bear mode, trying to make sure they're safe while traveling, that it's hard for me to switch into sexy wife mode.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
I'm guessing she was looking for a little bit more than... Yeah.
Yeah, I know she is. Looking for more than that. I know she is. So let me think here. Gosh. I definitely get where you're at, especially if you're flying and everything comes with flying, mm-hmm. It definitely is stressful. And so I think that's where we have to be realistic to what's going to happen over vacation. If we set those expectations beforehand, mm-hmm. then I think it's easier for us as husband and wife to then be in the mood and in a right state of mind when we land. So in the event of flight, you guys have three kids. And so I would assume that the day you arrive, that's pretty hectic. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm guessing.
We have two and it's hectic.
So yeah. So I would say that if you guys are open and honest with each other to say, hey, the first day or two, because we get in at this time and by the second day starts, those are just out days. If it's the third or fourth day, maybe the seventh day. So at least there is a understanding of, hey, this is still going to happen. I remember when Elisa and I went to Puerto Rico in February, staying with her parents. We realized with that trip that we definitely needed to get a night away. And so honestly, on that entire trip, the only time we had sex was when we were in Rincon at that place. Okay. And it was the one day, no kidding, I had the most nasty headache.
Oh, yeah.
And you did. No,
oh, yeah. We were wiped out.
We both did because it was like the fourth or fifth day we were there.
So we have, you know, here, best intentions, right? We schedule a hotel for the middle of the trip to just get away because parents were gonna be watching the kids. And we get to the hotel, we're sitting out by the pool, and we're both just like, oh, my gosh, I need to go take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Not romantic at all. Maybe we were sleeping naked, but that was about it. It wouldn't matter because we were so flipping tired. And Shannon got her earbuds in. I'm so glad. But then we ended up salvaging it because the next morning we got up and we were feeling better. We'd gotten food, weren't dehydrated, that type of thing. But it is that intentionality. It's saying, okay, you know, what's it going to look like? Like even when we went to Texas and we were doing the 7 days of sex challenge while traveling, you want to talk about getting creative there. With a bedroom door that didn't shut. I know we told you guys about that.
Yeah.
But looking at, you know, what are the options for showers? What are the options? I coaching clients that went to a resort that had babysitting. They have a little one. Mm. And they had like the
That's a good,
resort yeah. babysitters. And so we talked about it because they knew that they were going to want to get their little one to bed at a decent hour because of all of those things, like keeping kids on as close to their rhythms. But it was also, how do we make time for ourselves? And so they were doing that around when their little guy could be at the club babysitting club, mm-hmm. kids club. And so it's getting really creative about that. You know, we talk so much here at One, and specifically in the Position of the Month Club, about being intentional about your marriage. And so that's where it's saying, you know what, how do we as a team, like specifically for this, how do we as a team keep the kids low stress as much as possible, given that it's vacation? And how do we, because it is also, let's face it, if you're traveling with kids, you need that time, the husband-wife time, because if you're going to get through the week with the kids, you got to figure out some way, whether, you know, they're all watching a movie in one room and you guys are just, you know, maybe it doesn't lead to sex, but you're just cuddling and having some adult time in the other room. Whatever it is, it's saying, how can we keep everybody's stress level down? And if you put some time on the front end before you leave, mm-hmm. We've found time and time again, it just helps once we're there. And it so often creating those expectations and talking about them before you travel is a lot better than getting somewhere and being like, well, I thought we were going to do this.
And
you're like,
And I honestly, last night, Elise and I were speaking at a grow night here at our church on marriage. And it's really interesting because we opened it up to Q&A. And for me personally, because the questions were coming from a number of the different wives in the audience of how much they get into this mommy mode. Mm-hmm. And how do you as women are able to go, okay, I am in mom mode, and yet I want to make sure that I am also spending time as in wife mode, which is really interesting because I don't hear that. I don't hear wives ever going, hey, I'm in wife mode. It's always like, I'm in mommy mode. So it's just interesting. And I bring it up. I don't know the answer. I'm not saying I do know that. For me, I don't ever like distinguish myself as a dad, that I'm in daddy mode or I'm in husband mode. I'm basically in Tony mode. Like, this is who I am, and be it a dad or we're landing and I'm a dad and dealing with my kids, or we're landing and I'm with you. It's an interesting thing to think about, because I don't, and maybe many of you can chime in here. Maybe you've heard it. Maybe you say it as guys, like, I'm in daddy mode. So it's an interesting thing to think about with that.
No, the only time I think of you talking about like being in daddy mode is if I'm not around. Right. Like that.
I don't even think I say that.
I don't think you say it, but I think that would be the only time where you'd be like, and our kids are older, so we're in a slightly.
But even when the kids were younger, I don't think I ever was just like, oh, I'm in daddy mode.
Yeah.
And couldn't turn myself. And even if I wasn't.
Yeah, you would have turned yourself. Okay.
Yeah. To get in husband mode.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's an interesting thing. I think, again, it's the discussion. How are we going to make it work for us?
Mm-hmm.
And coming to that agreement. So when you do take off, you're not frustrated.
Right.
So that's what I would say there. Questions, other questions you guys got going down? Ashton, we know you're not on, but you said you guys are out of church and going to catch it later. So hello. Glad you're going to be able to catch it later.
Thank you guys for watching.
Yeah,
Alicia, Casey.
So if you guys have questions, this is about you guys to ask about the position. Is there something about the position that you're digging? Is there a question that you may have, like Shanna did on the travel, the vacation planner?
It's also, I don't know how many of you had a chance to pick up the book and start reading Take Risks. I find a couple interesting. One, they're very detail oriented about their RV, but a lot of what they're navigating.
Well, tell them a little bit about the book if they haven't seen it.
The book is the story of a couple, both dealing with very highly stressful jobs, corporate world, and
in the Bay Area.
They get this idea.
LA.
They get this idea of what if we give it all up on purpose and go explore in an RV, right? And what does it look like to to pare down your possessions and what's important and what, how do you navigate? I mean, they sold their home and they were selling his motorcycles and they've got their dogs. So how do we travel with the dogs? And just all of these things that have to come into play as a team. And I think, you know, as I've been reading through this book, it's definitely this team approach, right? And really thinking, getting to a point of what matters and how do we navigate these conversations where, you know, like even when they're dealing with the RV salesman and the husband's just like, I mean, he's in awe of his wife in terms of how she just goes in and negotiates. And she's just like, this is what we're doing. And even reading it, there was a section where she, when they finally get the motorhome that they want, the RV, she'd had one conversation with the salesman about including like a warranty or something. And so she's like, and that warranty. And he's like, the salesman's like, we didn't discuss this. She's, well, I figured since you didn't say no, it was a yes. And so she ends up getting this extended warranty thrown on. And she's, and the husband's just sitting there, wow. Like, and honoring those gifts, right? As I haven't completely finished the book yet. But as I'm reading through this, just so much in terms of how much stuff do we hold on to that can serve as a distraction in our marriage, right? As they're paring down to go into this like 30-foot motorhome, what do we really need? And I think that's a great question for us as married couples to say, what's a distraction and what do we need?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what strengths does my spouse have that maybe I'm not acknowledging? But when push comes to shove, man, am I glad that they've got those strengths. And, you know, as you're going through this month, this would be a great time, you know, whether you're reading the book or not, to be able to say.
Well, heck, when you're going on vacation, do you need to take all, you know, do you need to take 3 bags worth of stuff?
Okay, so vacation stories. You don't have to fill every space in the back of your car.
I mean, those are just, I'm just saying, if we bring it together, and you're doing a trip with the family, they're talking about paring down and driving in an RV and selling everything. Most of us aren't going to do that.
Right.
It's just not who we are. Maybe you're going to. Maybe the book will inspire you. Good on you. I mean, there's a point in my life where I was done with everything and I left everything and hiked the Pacific Crest Trail, right? And I mean, everything I had for 4.5 months was on my back.
Mm-hmm.
About 8 to 12 pounds before food and water. That's what I had on my backpack. But I would say, you know, even on a trip, are we so consumed with all that stuff and trying to get it in the, and believe me, I'm there at times too, especially when it's like, is it going to be hot? Is it going to be cold? Is it going to be this? Is it going to be that? And then before you know it, you're just packing more and more stuff to get somewhere to be just frustrated with all your stuff instead of enjoying your trip. We have done some pretty minimal trips. One time we went to Cabo. And Elisa was like very adamant that everybody in the family only bring a carry-on. And so
backpacks. I was like, we're going backpacks. We're only going 4 days.
Yeah. And it was still, that was pretty tough to get everything we needed in backpacks. But we made it happen. And it was one of those funny stories. Did we make it happen? Yeah, we gave Elisa a hard time a little bit about it.
They still gave me a hard time. Yeah, it was like 3 years ago.
But it's something to seriously think about. It's cool to think about what the possibilities are, and are we truly just running through life missing out on so many amazing opportunities because we're more concerned about all the things that we're bringing or need to bring? Or, you know what, if you forget your saline solution or something,
that's another adventure.
Go CVS and go buy some. You know what I mean? There's just, it's not always going to be perfect, and we all have like little mishaps where we forget one thing or another, even though you have it all laid out. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, those moments that we have to see something special, be it just you and your spouse or you and your kids and your family, those are what you're going to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, I still think of our trip to Peru together and how, that was a pretty mellow trip, you know, no kids. We really had that one pretty set up, knowing that, we're going to have some really cool places to stay and enjoy those things.
Mm-hmm.
So I loved that trip. Honestly, we have had some great car trips where we just pack up the back of the car and we run and and it's pretty fun. We're at an Airbnb, we're at a VRBO, and we're hanging out. We've got somebody here asking a question on chat and Zoom.
How do you manage expectations when you know that one spouse will enjoy certain segments of the trip more than others, especially when traveling with family and friends? So, yeah, we've done the traveling with family and friends.
We used to share for a number of years. We would get a VRBO, Monterey, Tahoe,
Morro Bay.
Morro Bay, Tahoe, Mammoth, and we would share the house with my folks.
And sometimes
my brother and sister-in-law too.
So it's really setting out those conversations ahead of time. I mean, again, what do people want to do while they're on vacation, right? He may want to do something. She may want to do something. Some of the things may be like, yeah, not my favorite, you know, but establishing what is it that we want to get out of this trip, right? You know, for years, Tony and I would, especially when we were up in the Pacific Northwest, Tony would be like, I want to go to a hot springs. And
which were always awesome.
No, the answer is no. No, because we would go to hot springs and just, I think here's what the hot springs were good for. The hot springs were good for Tony and Lisa's stories.
Yes.
Right? We could write a book about the stories of the adventures we had around hot springs. Not because the hot springs themselves were wonderful. I remember one called Crab Cooker. You couldn't even get in. But again, it's saying, what do you want to get out of this trip? Don't just say, you know what, we're going to Seattle or we're going to Palm Springs or we're going to Washington, D.C., and great, we've got the airline and we've got the tickets. If there's something the husband really wants to do, let's make it happen. If there's something the wife really wants to do, mm-hmm. let's make it happen.
And that's the thing, though, too, I would say, if you're picking your spot, so like Peru for Lisa and I, if we had to do it, I mean, we talked about this years ago with you guys talking about date nights, our top 10 list, mm-hmm. right? Do you guys remember that? And if you have, like, put a thumbs up or something. Because I want to know if you guys are following me on this. So our top 10 list, and it's in our first book, Stripped Down. You as a husband, get a piece of paper and you go, my top date nights. And these are not the date nights that you think your spouse wants you to do, so you write down those. These are date night ideas or date day ideas that you want to do. And spouse, you would do the same thing. But you would write down those top 10 things. And what we would do once we're done, we would look at those together and see what are the two or three things that overlap. You know, because those are the areas that are like, oh, wow, these are the things that we really want to do together. Lisa and I, when we did our first one 10 plus years ago, we found out we both wanted to see more musicals mm-hmm. and live events of that type. And so that has still to this day been very vital to us hanging out on date nights and doing that. And I would say from a vacation standpoint, I would almost do the same thing. Like for our trip to Peru, I mean, we definitely wanted to see Machu Picchu. And that was one thing we knew we wanted to go see and do. We wanted to see, I think it was the Sacred Valley was mm-hmm. the second on that list. So we were able to satisfy that those areas that we both wanted to see, and then on the other sides of it, hey Elisa, what do you want to go do? Let's go do that today. Hey Tony, what do you want to do? Let's go do that today.
And it's, you know, maybe for vacation it's not the top 10 list, maybe it's the top 5 because yeah. you're limited by the number of days or what you're actually going to be able to accomplish, but it's using that tool to honor one another to say, let's make sure that we're meeting the needs. Like if you're traveling with kids, if you're traveling with family and friends, you can even include that in this exercise, right? You can say to the kids, hey, what are the two things that you definitely want to do on vacation? Don't give kids 5 to 10. It'll just make everybody crazy. But what's the number one thing you want to do? What are the top two things that you want to do? And then you have this whole collection of ideas from family. And you can say, all right, how are we gonna be intentional about our time in Dallas, in Atlanta, in, you know, Minnesota, wherever we're going this year? How are mm-hmm. we gonna do this? And this way it's not just a reactive trip. It becomes a proactive trip. One where the memories are so intentional because you could say, you know what, let's say we're gonna be gone for 4 days and there are 4 people in the family, right? And so Monday it's going to be dad's day, and then Tuesday is kid number one, and then Wednesday is mom's day, and then the fourth day is kid number two. And so everybody knows that they've got a day where their thing is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And everybody's going to participate, right? This isn't like grumbling and this isn't pounding. And granted, if you have little ones, a little bit harder to do.
And sometimes you got to call an audible too and punt. Mm-hmm. Like our last trip to Dallas, we had cool plans set up, ready to go. Both of our kids were in the mindset and mode of like, this is our vacation. We want to sleep in. We really don't want to do anything. And so we called an audible, and Elisa and I are like, fine, you guys sleep in. Your mom and I are going to go for walks. We're going to go do breakfast together. We'll probably do lunch together. And then we'll come and see you guys in the afternoon. Earlier on, when we go places with my folks, I still remember to this day that we definitely had those conversations with them. Like, we'll do stuff with you guys, but there's also going to be times when we're doing our thing, mm-hmm, as like a family. Like, we're going to just take the kids and we're going to do our thing. And there was definitely times when Elise and I were like, hey, you guys are here with us. You guys are getting the kids because we're doing a date night.
Right. If you travel with family, I would encourage you, for the sanity of everyone, to make sure that you get a date night.
Yeah.
It'll be good, especially if you're traveling, you know, like with brothers and sisters or with mom and dad. It's just good for the adults to have a break from each other. I don't care how much you all love each other. It's just a good break, and it gives you something to look forward to, right? That time alone with the two of you. So be willing to call an audible, you know, have those kind of in the back of your pocket going, okay, what else can we do here? But make it be a vacation, right? I mean, we all have these expectations that we're going to go on vacation and we're going to have these amazing memories. We'll go create them. Don't get caught up in all of the stress and the, oh my gosh, let's start making those memories.
And if you do catch yourself in that, then you need to check yourself and go, okay. And Elisa had to put that on me. You know, I was frustrated with both of our kids and them not wanting to do it. And she had to put me in check, and I had to be willing to accept it and take it and say, you're right. And let's move on and let's make some changes. And what are we going to do? And honestly, at the end of the day, I think we had a wonderful trip. Mm-hmm. We got to see a ton of cool things. We got to see a ton of friends. Yeah. We enjoyed ourselves. And in all honesty, asking the kids when we got back, they had a good time too, sitting around, sleeping in. Cool. You know, and that was their choice. We give our kids a little more free rein to make those choices. And so we're okay with that. Am I going to take them to Europe and do that? No, probably not going to Europe. You know what I mean? That's why we're going to probably go to like the desert for 3 days.
Well, yeah, that's also a time limit, but it's setting those expectations. And what we realize, just as a follow up to this, what we realize is that we didn't have the conversation with our kids. Our kids are 12 and 15, so they're definitely, they've got their own minds. We didn't have the conversation with them on what their expectations for vacation were. And had we done so, we wouldn't have planned so much, mm-hmm, because when we stopped and asked them, like I said, second or third day, and they're like, this is vacation. When we go on vacation, we rent a house, we chill out, we basically eat whatever we want, and we watch TV and we sleep in and we do all this kind of stuff. And that was where we realized that's their expectation. Mm-hmm. Us not sharing our expectations clearly with one another led to that confusion, that frustration. And once we realized, we're like, hey, you all are old enough to do what you want. Don't leave. Obviously, they couldn't leave the house. They've got a driver's license. But they were on there and they had a great time just chilling. Yeah. So you really got to, it's all the communication that we work on all the time.
Yeah. So, all right, you guys. If you don't have any other questions coming in, I bet you everybody, it is the start of summer. So I'm assuming a lot of you guys are out enjoying picnics or what may be going on with your families. But we thank you so much for getting on this month.
One other quick thing. If you're not following us on Instagram at One Extraordinary Marriage, make sure that you hop over there and start following us, because we are actually doing our summer adventure this weekend coming up, June 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. We're doing the San Diego section of the California Coastal Trail. So we'll be doing live and we'll be doing all kind of stuff from the San Diego coast and downtown area as we walk 65 miles, give or take.
From the Oceanside Pier to the U.S.-Mexico border.
So just want to put that out there. We're getting some travel in, just the two of us, and we'll catch you there.
Yeah. If any other questions come up as you listen to this on the replay, don't hesitate to come into the Facebook group, post it there. If you have a question specifically, don't hesitate to reach out via email as well. We'll get you guys there. Know that we're available. So don't sit back. I had to tell a couple yesterday after our session, you're in a community and it's up to you to reach out or say, hey, what would you do in this situation to get clarity on it? And I've even had to work on that in my own life at times. And even right now I'm working on that, being able to reach out to people where they can speak into my life. So we don't know what's going on unless you speak up and say, hey, something's going on. For those of you who have been being open and honest in the Facebook group, thank you so much. It truly is refreshing. And I hope we're able to answer some questions there. If we feel like if you need more, again, don't hesitate to reach out to us via email, because I know on a forum like Facebook, it can be a little too much. So just reach out and say, hey guys, this is what's happening. It's Elisa@oneextraordinarymarriage.com or Tony@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. If you need help, support, anything like that, go to support@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. And that'll go to heaven. All right, you guys. Love you. Have a fantastic week, fantastic month, and we'll catch you next month.